You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Great. Kendrick Green shows up for rookie camp wearing number 53, and before even the Hall of Fame game is played, he's listed and acknowledged as being atop the depth chart at center. Why? Why? What happened here? Good morning to you. Good Monday morning. I'm Dan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports. This is Daily Shot of Steelers. Comes your way bright and early. Every weekday morning, if you're into hockey and or baseball, I also offer up daily shots of Penguins and Pirates right where you found this. Steelers have a day off today from camp after 4 days of going at it. And sooner rather than later, they're going to be out there competing in anger, at least semi-anger, against the Cowboys up in Canton. And when they do so, that center wearing number 53 will be the one snapping the football to whoever QB1 happens to be on that night. Sure isn't going to be Ben. And I got to admit, there's something about this that gives me pause. And that's not a slight at Green, who by all accounts has not just the potential and not just the skill level, but also the temperament to step in and start right away. But it just, some of this has all felt too anointing, too quickly. I'd much prefer to have seen a dynamic all the way across that offensive line, but especially at center, where there was a competition. There's no doubt in anyone's mind what it means to be atop the depth chart. Mike Tomlin has tried to downplay that or walk it back, however it is that you'd want to describe it. This was his reaction when he was asked over the weekend about Green being atop the depth chart.
We thought it was important, man, those guys that we're trying to get starts in the Hall of Fame game to get as much work as we can. There's no indication of where they are in terms of their career. You can label him a starter if you choose. He is. He's a starter for the Hall of Fame game, if that means anything.
There you go. That's pitch perfect. He makes a decision. It's there. But then he'll talk about how the reporters are going to make something of it. You don't have to make anything of it. If I'm out here reporting that so-and-so is on top of the depth chart, that's all I'm doing. I'm reporting that so-and-so is on top of the depth chart. But you know what? He is on top of the depth chart. And there was a decision that led to this. It most certainly wasn't one of convenience, because if you were looking for convenience or familiarity or comfort level, to use one of Tomlin's terms, you would have gone with B.J. Finney. You might even have gone with J.C. Hasenauer. I'm not suggesting that either of these guys in the ideal setting should top Green. Your best possible scenario here is that Green does emerge as your number one center. I'm just not wild about the process to date. What I did like was way back in OTAs when Tomlin got at least a little bit indignant about the idea that any of his offensive linemen should feel as if they're anointed starters because they shouldn't be. This should be a camp that serves really as a hard separator. And I'll explain what I mean by that right after this very brief message from our title sponsor.
At Point Park University in the heart of downtown Pittsburgh, they understand there's no substitute for real-world experience and career-building connections. Their innovative curriculum engages students with distinctive experiential learning opportunities. Point Park's pioneering co-op program empowers qualified students to work in full-time, paid positions with their corporate partners while earning college credits. Visit pointpark.edu/works to learn more. Career ready. That's The Point, Point Park University.
Want to know what a hard separator looks like in a camp setting? It's exactly what Zach Banner and Chuks Okorafor went through at Heinz Field last summer. That was a camp battle. That was what you'd want to see here. And I understand you can't have, you know, 10, 12 guys realistically dueling it out. You do want to also make sure that the guys that you expect or hope to win those starting jobs can develop some sort of chemistry and familiarity with each other, as well as getting as many reps as possible. But don't just hand the job to them. When Banner and Chuks were going at it last year, and Banner in particular was going against TJ Watt, and these guys were just mauling each other, including, I might add, after the whistle, with some uncomfortable scraps. This was great. I mean, not just for entertainment purposes. Don't get me wrong, it really perked up my day, too. I'm just sitting there watching drills, and next thing you know, there's 90 and 72 needing to be peeled apart, and yeah, it made it more fun. But you didn't have to wonder whether or not anybody had earned the job, or for that matter, whether or not they were ready. And I think that's going to be a really important element here. The instant any of these five guys, any of them, is feeling cozy about their jobs is when the Steelers' single greatest variable entering the 2021 season is going to become that much greater of a variable, arguably for the worse. Keep the heat on. Find a way. Use semantics. It's not us that Tomlin has to convince on this front. It's the participants, but they need to feel like this is a competition. And so far, the way they've handled Green, to me, has felt a lot more like they're just kind of hoping that there's a magical Marquise replacement that's fallen to them from the sky. That's not going to be how this goes. Your ideal scenario for Green, your dream come true scenario, won't ascend to the level of a rookie Marquise. Marquise was special. Marquise put himself into a Hall of Fame discussion. There's no need to fantasize about anything here. Treat him like exactly what he is, a third-round rookie who's proven nothing and owed nothing. And then, don't just hope for the best, but expect the best, because that's what you'll get out of a legit competition. When we come back, just one question.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Okay.
personal injury law firm for Lawrence, Garbett, Kelly, and George, LGKG, as they're known. They help people who've been hurt in car accidents, who need assistance with workers' comp or medical malpractice claims. Visit LGKG.com to find out what they're all about. And by the way, when you do that, tell our buddy Larry Kelly that I said hello. Question comes from James Harrison's stare, which is just the best moniker of anyone who sends questions in this direction, which you can do, by the way, pretty much anywhere. Twitter, YouTube, on our site on DK Pittsburgh Sports. His question is, if Antoine Brooks is the starting slot corner, what should we expect from him? For comparison, Mike Hilton played the run spectacularly and knew how to get to the quarterback. Cam Sutton was better in coverage. Brooks is supposed to be a physical player. Is there anything that stands out from him from last year? Well, obviously there isn't going to be a ton that stands out. He didn't get on the field a whole lot, certainly not with the main defense. But the fact that Brooks is listed as the first team nickel for the Hall of Fame game, as we were just saying about Green, yeah, it matters. It matters. Mike Tomlin's going to downplay that one too, but it matters because he's out there ahead of Arthur Millette. He's out there in a formation that apparently is being prioritized over a formation that wouldn't have him as involved, that might have Cam Sutton on the inside, that might have other people in the mix. So it does matter. Somebody was looking really, really hard at film, not just of games, but of practices, of scrimmages, of OTAs, of minicamp, of everything. Watching how everybody does. Football is the only sport like that, where they will analyze everything that happens. There's film and footage of everything. It's all being dissected because there are only, well, it used to be 16, now 17 games. That doesn't make for much of a sample. Brooks has impressed. Good for him. That was not expected. I didn't hear anyone anywhere predicting that Brooks would be part of the defensive mix, let alone open training camp atop the nickel depth chart. Good for him. Is he going to be Hilton, to try to answer your question a little bit more? I mean, Hilton came with a pretty specific skill set, as you yourself suggest. Hilton was and will be, I believe, for the Bengals, continue to be, a playmaker, first and foremost. He does things on the field that really can't get coached. He finds a way to the football. He finds a way to make things happen. Hilton was doing that from his very first drill of his very first session in Latrobe. And it blew the coaches, including the head coach, away. I don't think you could or should try to have Brooks be that guy. Brooks is a physical player. They want somebody, the Steelers do, to basically rough somebody up. They want him to get in people's faces and make sure that things happen in a way that he's disruptive. If Brooks can be that, he can be his own kind of nickel. He doesn't have to be Hilton, where he's, you know, shutting down the run, making splash plays, getting after the quarterback, and all that other stuff that we loved about 28. Brooks can be his own guy. I respect the Steelers for approaching it exactly that way. I appreciate the question. I appreciate everyone listening to Daily Shot of Steelers. We'll do another one of these tomorrow.